You're listening to the Texas Standard. As we make the turn from 2017 to 2018, one of the big areas we ought to keep an eye on is the economy. The jobs Texans do in the future will look a little different than they have in the past. That's, of course, in part due to the impacts of technology, but it also has to do with the needs of the community. The economic firm The Perryman Group in Waco has done the numbers on the jobs of the future with the help of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here to break down the details is Dr. Ray Perryman. Ray, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So it may come as no surprise to those who watch these statistics regularly, but you say the biggest gains will be in the healthcare industry. Is that right?
By a wide margin, absolutely, Laura. Mm-hmm. The healthcare sector will probably have the majority of the fastest growing jobs in the future. And there are a lot of reasons for that. One of them is of course, just sheer demographics. I mean, we're getting older. Mm. Frankly, we're getting fatter. Mm-hmm. And those things contribute to increased healthcare needs. And we also have a big cohort of young people right now, children, and they tend to consume a lot of healthcare. So a big part of it is just simple demographics. The other part, of course, is we're getting better at healthcare. And as we find new ways to do it more efficiently, what that often involves is more and more professionals doing work that physicians used to do. And so you may have four or five jobs created in the place of one specialty physician or something like that. So there's been a lot of evolution, all of which has kind of led to a lot of job growth.
Mm. Other big gains will be in what you dub as the broader service industry. What are some examples of those jobs?
Well, there's a number of them. Basically, business services of all types, architects, engineers, accountants, mm-hmm. those types of jobs are a big part of that. You also have some in the accommodation food service industry. Those are high growth industries right now, just because, again, demographics, population growth, income growth, and our tendency to travel more domestically mm-hmm. Plays a role in that. I think one of the more interesting things is, of course, a lot of the things we're talking about that will be the fastest jobs of the future, we really don't know because they don't exist yet.
Hmm.
But right now, that's what we can see in the trends.
Okay, so there are two ways to look at fast-growing jobs. One is by the numerical increase, which is what we've kind of been talking about so far. The other is by percentages. What industries see the most growth when we think of growth that way?
Well, the fastest two job categories we're seeing right now are actually both in renewable energy.
Hmm.
Have to do with wind and solar energy. Again, it's not a lot of jobs, but percentage-wise, they're growing quite rapidly. And this often happens. For example, a few years ago, the fastest-growing occupation was search engine optimizers, the folks who make us pop up on Google earlier. And those were, again, not a huge number of jobs, but in terms of growth, it went from an industry that almost didn't exist into something that was pretty significant and pretty sophisticated.
And do some of those industries have a better payoff potential?
They do. Those jobs have a lot of potential. There's a lot of jobs that are going to grow rapidly that have a good paying characteristic. For example, a number of the healthcare professions pay very well. A number of the business services pay very well. And the other category, if you could name one, we're seeing some growth in is technology-oriented jobs. Mm. And of course, those tend to be very well-paying jobs. There's a shortage of those folks right now, so they tend to be in very high demand. So there are plenty of opportunities out there for good-paying jobs in the future. Some that require a four-year college degree or more, and some that require just some training beyond high school, but just a technical degree or something of that nature that you can get at a community college or a TSTC or something like that. And certainly for the bigger payoffs, increasingly in the future, education is going to be a real keystone and essential part of being able to participate in that part of the economy. But the other jobs will also be there, as they have been for a long time.
You were anticipating my next question here with kind of recommendations for someone who's listening to this and thinking either of a second career or, you know, just kind of getting into that, you know, where am I going after high school? And education, it looks like, is going to continue to be important in no matter what form.
It's absolutely essential. Again, not everyone is cut out for a college degree, certainly, and that's fine. A lot of these jobs are the sort of technical professional jobs that require some training beyond high school, but not a bachelor's degree or master's degree. Others, of course, require the advanced degrees. But there's real opportunities, and all the better-paying jobs in general tend to be in those categories. And so that's the number one piece of advice I would give to a new person coming out of school. As far as someone interested in a second career or job changes mm-hmm. or even maintaining their skills in their current job, I would say the primary thing is keep your skills current, because technology is changing things very quickly. For example, we've seen a lot of I think anger and you might say and disillusionment because of all the jobs lost to the auto industry in the past few years. And in the past 30 years, we've lost a million jobs in the auto industry, but we make twice as many cars as we used to.
Right.
And so what you have is you just have more skilled workers doing more sophisticated things. And so there's a need to keep your skills current. So I would say that's the advice I would give to someone looking for a second career or to advance in their current career is make sure your skills are current, keep pace with the current technology, because things do change very rapidly these days.
Dr. Ray Perryman leads the economic and financial analysis firm, the Perryman Group in Waco. Ray, thank you again.
My pleasure, Laura.